This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
This is the Pageant Cast, episode number 30.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is Kimberly Pfeiffer, Miss Madison Area 2006, and you are listening to the only podcast dedicated to beauty pageants. The Pageant Cast with your host, Tim Crutchman.
Hey, that's great. Thanks so much for the great introduction. You're listening to the Pageant Cast. If you're listening to today's show on the Pageant Cast website, thanks for listening and consider subscribing. If you have iTunes, all you have to do is click on that subscribe and iTunes icon right on the website, and it does the rest automagically for you. It's quick, it's easy, and it's free. Never miss an episode here at the Pageant Cast. If you are on our website, you'll notice that we have our new logo and our rebranding is all done. The new logo is by Kelly Guest. We have a link to her website right there on the main website as well as in our show note. We have it pretty well rolled out now, so you should see it everywhere. I think it's a fantastic logo, and I'd like to thank Kelly for creating that for us. TKPNPodcast.com. Today on the program, we will be speaking to Ashley Wilson, Miss Georgia Teen All-American from 2001. She'll be on the program. Tell us all about what she's doing these days. And we have some more interviews coming up. We'll be talking, hopefully, we haven't recorded it yet, but Ms. United States 2006 Nicole Falzone will be talking to in the near future. We still do have a lot of slots open for interviews. Just give us a call at 206-339-TKPN or shoot us an email at pageantcast@gmail.com. We'd also like to thank Holly from New Orleans, Louisiana. She's the most recent person to sign our Frapper map, and she put her little stick pin in there. She is also the organizer of the Miss Louisiana podcast. So we invite you all to listen to that program as well, and go check out our Frapper map and put your stick pin into the map as well.
Let's go to the news desk of the Pageant Cast Tabler. You can find all of these news stories on our news desk at pageantcast.com.
Here we are in the Pageant Cast Tabler, and the music you hear in the background was provided at the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. The name of this tune is A Pizza Without Time, performed by Derek K. Miller.
Technology Now, I'm TK Anderson. To celebrate the launch of the new Windows Live Messenger, Microsoft is giving fans a sneak peek at Disney's new action-adventure film, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. Microsoft's Sean Carver says more than 240 million people all over the world will have access to a treasure chest of fun, interactive movie features that are available only on this service.
People can whet their appetite for the film with a game called Dead Man's Tale, which blends audiovisual storytelling, chat, collaboration, and gameplay. Players work alone and together to conquer the challenges that use many of Windows Live Messenger's unique features.
Carver says the game has special rewards.
After each challenge, players unlock details about the story, and after the final challenge, rewarded with exclusive content and a clip from the movie opening July 7th.
To find out more, log on to deadmanstale.com. That's Technology Now from Microsoft. I'm TK Anderson.
Well, just like last Pageant Cast, we have a number of results to go through. So let's go through those. We have Miss Kitsap Kristen Eddings of Silverdale became Miss Washington 2006. Melanie Murphy, a dancer for the Cleveland Cavaliers, has been crowned Miss Ohio 2006. Katie Miller is crowned as Miss Utah 2006. Jamie Wilson was crowned Miss Louisiana 3 weeks ago at the Monroe Civic Center. Shyla Phillips has been crowned Miss Texas and will be the first black woman to represent the Lone Star State in the Miss America pageant. Miss Florence Shelley Bryson Bentall was crowned Miss South Carolina. Jacqueline Fontaine won the 2006 Miss California title in Fresno on July 1st. Congratulations to all these young ladies, and we wish them the best at their national competitions. One of the articles I really want to mention is that I have been recognized on Milwaukee.com. Now, you can find all the links and stuff, again, at the PageantCast News Desk. I've been recognized as one of the 100 Milwaukeeans to get to know, and I'm pretty excited about that. Got on the list with a lot of exciting people, including people like Bob Uecker was on the list. So, I'm pretty excited to be a part of that, and we really appreciate it. Thanks so much to OnMilwaukee.com. We have an article here that Miss America 2006, Jennifer Berry, is going to bring a dash of glamour to a serious topic, building intolerance to drunk driving and underage drinking. Now, that, of course, was her platform. She is speaking at a high school in Marietta, I believe that's Georgia, which I found a little bit interesting that she's doing high schools in Georgia and not Oklahoma. As Miss America, I've been seeing a movement by the Miss America organization to move closer and closer to the St. Jude's Hospital and not really allowing their Miss Americas to spend as much time on the platform that got them there in the beginning, and certainly not going to other states' high schools. You would think they'd be bigger forums. So I was a little bit surprised by that article, and that's why it's included in the Tadler.
Healthcare Now, I'm TK Anderson. More than 21 million people in this country suffer from type 2 diabetes. Dr. Donna Ryan is with the Pennington Biomedical Research Center in Louisiana, where a study is evaluating a new drug treatment to prevent 41 million pre-diabetic Americans from developing the disease.
Pre-diabetes is a condition that really precedes the diagnosis of type 2 diabetes. Now know that people don't just get type 2 diabetes. There's a period, probably about a decade, that occurs before the diagnosis is actually made.
What's the test for pre-diabetes?
It's possible to diagnose a pre-diabetes state with a blood test. And the RHAPSODY study is providing free testing for pre-diabetes for individuals. There's no obligation to join the study if you're tested. It's important to know whether you have pre-diabetes or not. Diabetes can be prevented, and all the serious complications of diabetes can be prevented if we can intervene early.
For more information, visit todetect.com. That's Healthcare Now from Pennington Management of Clinical Trials. I'm TK Anderson.
Here's a great item. Former Miss Universe, Jennifer Hawkins, of course, originally from Australia, does a number of programs for them on Australian television. She's been mobbed by fans while mixing business with leisure in Queensland's Whitsundays. I'm not quite sure where that is. But hundreds of people turned out to greet her yesterday when she officiated at the Daydream Island Resort and Spa on its opening day. Visitors said Hawkins posed for countless happy holiday snaps, chatted with guests, and signed autographs, and apparently the whole thing happened without incident.
Get your TiVos and VCRs ready. It's Pageants on Television.
Well, it's TiVo time again, and yes, I'm once again telling you that July 23rd, now it's almost upon us, we have the Miss Universe competition. It'll be going on at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles. It'll be from 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time on NBC. This is the first time since 1998 that it's been in the United States. Now, as some counter-programming, CMT is rerunning the Miss America pageant, preceded by a number of episodes of Tierra Girls. Can't make this up. This is going on Saturday, and I believe they're running it again on Sunday, but I believe not exactly against Miss Universe itself. I believe it'll end and then Miss Universe will start up on NBC. But I don't really know how that works with all the different time zones, so check your local listings. The only question I have, is there anyone left in the United States that has not seen this pageant yet?
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
On the telephone with us today, we have Ashley Wilson, Miss Georgia Teen All-American. Hi, Ashley. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you?
I am fantastic. Now, where are you calling us from today?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. How's the weather out there?
Fabulous. Bright and sunny and clear skies.
Now, I do have to say, Ashley, it was fantastic when I went to your MySpace page. You had Saving Jane there, the opening music. That totally rocks. What do you think of that show, Tierra Girls?
Well, I really enjoyed it. I tuned in. I'll have to say I T-voted or tuned in every single night. Mm-hmm. It was fun. I'm just excited about the next season. Hopefully they'll have some Miss contestants and we can get to see more action with the MAO and MUO, and we can see what's going on with the Miss contestants next year. That's what I'm hoping for.
There's part of your answer that intrigued me immediately. Are you a TiVo person, too?
Absolutely. I love it. I can't live without it.
I don't know what I did before I had TiVo. People that don't have TiVo have no idea.
I know. It's unbelievable. I spend my Saturday afternoons, whenever I do have free time, catching up on my TiVo for the week, and so I just don't know what I would do without it. I love it so much. Anybody that doesn't have it needs to get it ASAP.
Exactly. And they need to run, not walk, to their Best Buy or Circuit City. Get it
immediately. Exactly. And I TiVo'd all the pageants this year, and so I just walked back and rewatch the clips anytime I want to. I did that with TR Girls too, so I've got mm-hmm. them all saved to my computer. It's great.
Oh, it's so much fun. It's so much fun. Particularly once you know who won, to go back and watch the reactions of everybody. That's my favorite part to do.
Yeah, I know.
Now, what drew your interest to pageantry?
Well, you know, I've been doing them since I guess I was about 5 or 6 years old. I did my first pageant. And so mm-hmm. I grew up in a small town where, you know, pageantry was just the thing to do for your little girl and was my niche. And I've done it for years and competed in pageants. You know, I just grew into bigger systems. And once I won a state title, I was just completely hooked. So I just love pageants. I think they're absolutely wonderful.
Now, you've had a number of different titles, and we call those pageantcedents here on the pageant cast. What have your pageantcedents been?
Wow. They go so far back, from small festival pageants to me winning my state title and currently holding a city title. And so I go so far back to being the Peanut Princess when I was a little girl to being Miss Georgia Teen All-American and placing third runner-up at Miss Teen All-American. And so I go so far back. You know, I can remember when I was doing the little junior MAO pageants and practicing my talents. So things just go back so far for me with pageantry. You know, it's just a long road. I guess I've competed in hundreds of pageants. I can't even, you know, I remember when I was a kid, wow. We did pageants every single weekend, so it was just like second nature for me. You know, when my weekend came up, everybody said, "What are you doing?" I said, "A pageant." So it's it's really been a lifelong adventure for me.
Now, which title do you think has brought you the most appearances?
Oh, that's easy. By far, the Miss Georgia Teen All-American title. I mean, having a state title affords you so many opportunities and getting to travel the great state of Georgia and meeting so many people and impacting so many lives. It has to definitely be the best title that has afforded me the most opportunities and appearances. I met with Jimmy Carter and, you know, the governor and Lieutenant Governor Mark Taylor, and I've met with so many different people and sang and performed at, you know, huge events in the state of Georgia, so it would definitely be my state title.
Well, you mentioned a little bit about singing. You're a vocalist, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
What type of music do you like to sing?
I sing a little bit of everything, from contemporary Christian to, of course, country, being from Georgia. and I have performed for, you know, audiences as small as 10 to 2 or 3,000. So, I mean, performing is definitely a huge part of my life, and it always will be. And I think that God bless me with that talent. And I feel that it is so important for me to nurture that talent and continue to use it to the best of my ability. So I thank the Lord every day for my voice and the ability to sing. And so it's very important to me to continue to nurture my talent.
That's great. Now, most recently, you competed in the Miss USA pageant system. And
yeah.
when you're a vocalist, I'm wondering why not the Miss America, which has the talent portion.
Well, Tim, that is definitely in the future for me to compete in Miss Georgia America. I am very excited about the future, what the future holds for me in that system.
Mm-hmm.
I am just trying to get a little age under my belt and a little bit more maturity. And, you know, I'm working on my platform, trying to pinpoint exactly which one, you know, which route I want to take with my platform. And so I want to make sure that I'm there and that I'm completely passionate about the system before I put myself out there. And so I'm just grooming myself, getting myself ready to be wholeheartedly ready for the MAO system before I can.
Now, do you feel that your maturity level affects how pageants benefit you, past pageants, while you were still a child and today?
Absolutely. I think when you're a child, you're just thinking, okay, I want to get the crown, I want to get the trophy, and, you know, that's the ultimate goal. But as you grow, you learn to take something from each pageant experience, or for that matter, any experience in life, and take it and grow. So I think each pageant I have grown and gathered something from that experience that has helped me not only in pageantry but with my own personal life and goals. And so I think that is how I've matured in pageantry throughout the years.
Now, you've been on both sides, where you've competed in pageants and you've walked away with the title, and sometimes you haven't. Which makes you grow more? Is it just participating in the pageant or walking away with that title?
Wow, Tim, that's a toss-up. I guess it's just according to the situation. I mean, I've learned so much about myself in both situations. I mean, you have to just handle it either way gracefully. So that's a hard question, because grown in different ways through both experiences on being on each side of the fence. So, you know, I think it's just according to the situation, or at least it has been for me.
That's great. Now, Ashley, we're going to take a quick pause. We'll be back with Miss Georgia Teen All-American here on the Pageant Cast in just a few moments.
Please visit TKPN at our website, www.tkpnpodcast.com.
Remember to turn into Podcast Pickle Page 10128 and the Pageant Cast for the best interviews with pageant participants. I'm Marcy Gallo, Miss Western Wisconsin 2006, and I hope you'll join me in listening to the Pageant Cast. For your details, visit pageantcast.com. Good grief, Tim. This sounds like one of your bios when you judge. Can you work your website address in here more?
The following letter was written by Petty Officer Eric C., U.S. Navy Reserve.
Thank you for all your support. As we endure some of the toughest times in our lives, it's comforting to know that you are here, alongside us in spirit. It gives me a sense of pride that can't be explained, only felt. And I would have never felt it had it not been for all of you.
Your support may be the most important thing our troops can carry with them. To show your support, visit americasupportsyou.mil. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Defense and the Ad Council.
Let's sing that new song.
My music track, track, track from a modem jack. Jack, Jack plays MP3s, threes, threes, and I download fast, fast, fast. I read the bits, bits, bits on the microchips, chips, chips, and I burnt, burnt, burnt all my favorite hits, hits, hits.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in technology, but parents can help keep them updated. Go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
And we're back with Ashley Wilson, Miss Georgia Teen All-American, here on the Pageant Cast. Thanks, Ashley, for waiting through that indeterminably long pause there. I have to ask you, you're in Georgia. Is there a Six Flags near you? Do you have any roller coasters in the area?
Yeah, for sure. We just got the new Goliath at Six Flags here in Atlanta, so everybody should come check it out. It's such a fun roller coaster. It's one of the highest in the world, so really cool.
I very well may take you up on that. I'm a roller coaster fanatic. Just about 100 now, so I'm pretty proud of that. It's
wow.
a lot of fun. Yeah, well,
you are a roller coaster fan.
Yeah, yeah.
More of a roller coaster fan or a pageant fan?
I don't know. Are you competing in one? Maybe we can make sure we do both.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now, I see here that you were in Elle magazine. What is that all about?
Well, there's a wonderful, fabulous salon in Atlanta, and I'm going to have to do a little promo for them. Siggers mm-hmm. Hairdressers. John and Carol Siggers are the owners of that salon, and I had been doing hair modeling for them for, I guess, 7 or 8 years, and, well, that's now. And this was in 2001, and I did a photo shoot, and Elle Magazine picked them to be the best hair color salon in the South, and I got to be the model that represented that fabulous salon. It was such an honor. I mean, not only an honor to represent such a wonderful salon, but also an honor to be in such a prestigious magazine. And so it was really just a huge thing, and a huge thing for Atlanta, and a great thing for Siggers and me. So very exciting, very exciting.
You're going to be spending some time in front of the camera, I'm guessing, because it looks like you're going into journalism school in the fall
yeah.
at Georgia State University. Hey, you want to get yeah. into radio or podcasting? I know this guy.
maybe. We'll see what the future holds. But I am so excited about going to Georgia State and getting more involved with journalism, getting to know more about the business. I'm really pumped up. Yeah, I love the camera. And I love radio, and now I love podcasting, so we'll see what happens.
Well, podcasting's a little bit easier to get into. I'm sure you're going to do great. Now, are you looking at broadcast journalism, or are you looking at written journalism? Or
I'm doing broadcasting and a little mm-hmm. bit of writing, too, so I'm kind of doing a little bit of both, because right now I'm currently working on my book, and so I've been taking a lot of writing classes and getting more familiar with the different types of formats and all for television. So, you know, I'm open to whichever, to either field. I mean, I'm excited about both, so whichever path God leads me down, I'm there. So, you know, whichever one, we'll see.
Well, you can't slide that past me. What book are you working on here?
Well, I am writing a book. It is a little bit about me, the main character in the book. She is me, even though she doesn't have my name. And so it has mm-hmm. a lot to do about pageantry and behind-the-scenes things that go on with pageants. And, you know, that's about all I can tell you for now, Tim. So you'll just have to, I'll just let you know whenever I'm finished. But, yeah, it has a lot to do about pageantry. I was talking, has a lot of my pageant sisters in it and some of the journeys that I've gone down being, you know, competing for a state title and getting, you know, capturing the crown. And then, of course, going to nationals and representing my beautiful state. And I did get third runner-up, even though I didn't win, and it was definitely an experience. And so a lot of that's captured in the book.
When you went to nationals, where was that held that year?
It was in Miami, Florida.
Okay.
Bright, sunny Miami, Florida.
Now, what has been your favorite pageantry memory?
Wow. Let's see. It has to be, and I know this is such a cliche, but it has to be the moment that they called my number as the winner of Miss Georgia Teen All-American. I had no idea that I didn't even think that I would make the top five. I mean, I was just so young. I'm the youngest Miss Georgia Teen we've ever had, and I didn't even think I had a shot at being in the top five. And when I made it into the 15 and then the 10 and then the 5, I was like, wow. And then when they called number 14, I was just, my mind was just, I was just in a daze. I can't even describe it. It had to be the most incredible moment that I've ever experienced in pageantry, and I will never forget that.
Now,
it's
definitely
a goal accomplished.
It certainly is. That's an incredible goal. I see that you train pageant contestants with hair and makeup. What exactly do you show pageant contestants?
Well, since I did represent the best hair color salon in the South in Elle Magazine, I do know a little bit about hair, and makeup is just such a hobby of mine. Since I've been a young girl, I've been fascinated with makeup and cosmetics, and it was a small hobby, just helping girls out, and now it's turned into just, you know, a little freelance business for me, traveling around and giving hair and makeup lessons for girls, because on the state level, generally, you have to do your own hair and makeup, so it's a little bit tedious and sometimes intimidating for girls. So I like to get in there and motivate them and show them how to do their hair and makeup and get ready for the competition. And sometimes if they let a makeup artist go backstage, I'm there for the girls in that arena as well.
Now, if somebody wants to contact you about that, how would they go about contacting you?
Well, they can always give me a call at 706 706- 651-8481, or they can check out my MySpace website at myspace.com/AshleyMWilson, and it's Ashley with two E's, A-S-H-L-E-E, and they can check it out and drop me a line, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can, and we can set up an appointment and get to going and getting ready for your local, state, or national title pageant. Yeah.
I actually found you through MySpace, which helpful sometimes to learn who's all out there and get a hold of them. It has its pluses and its minuses out there, that MySpace thing.
It does, but it sure is connecting people all over the world. I mean, I've networked with so many wonderful people through MySpace, but, you know, you have to be careful.
Exactly.
You know, you need to have that block on there so not just anybody can look you up for young girls. But, yeah, it is definitely a great tool.
And you're also involved in motivational speaking. If people were to engage you, what sort of things do you talk about in your motivational speeches?
Well, of course, I like to reach out to younger girls in high school, especially because it's just such a hard time for young women. You know, it's an identity crisis that you're constantly going through, trying to figure out who you are and who you want to be. And so I'm always there whenever someone needs to just sit down and talk. Sometimes you can just be that person that somebody needs to help them get to that next point in their life. And so I'm there, you know, always reaching out, especially to young girls, and I get that opportunity so much working through with pageantry and helping girls figure out exactly what they want to do with their life, and it's just such a rewarding experience for me.
Well, it sounds like whatever you do in the future, you're always going to be helping other people. But what exactly is in the future for you? Do you intend to keep competing in pageants?
Well, you know, absolutely. Pageants have a huge place in my heart. They've molded me into the strong woman that I am today, and I look forward to seeing what my future is in pageantry. It's not my number one priority right now, but it is second or third on the list, and I'm so excited about the future. But for now, I am just trying to grow and mature and figure out exactly what I want to do with my life before I completely put myself out there. So we'll see what the future holds for me in pageantry.
Well, no matter what, I'm sure the future is going to be filled with exciting things for you, Ashley. Are there any things I didn't ask you about in this interview you'd like to tell the audience at the Pageant Cast?
To give one message out there, and I gathered this through analyzing TR Girls and all these different pageantry, the way that pageantry, I guess, is portrayed through the media,
mm-hmm.
is that, you know, it's not about, and this is such a cliche, but I always say this to the girls, it is so not about leaving with the crown. It's not about that. It is so much more than that. It's so much about improving yourself and being the best that you can be and your personal best. And trust me, I have been on top of the game, and I haven't been on top of the game, so I know what it feels like to be on both sides. And sometimes there's a reason for not leaving with the crown, and it wasn't your time, and that's okay, because there was something in that experience that you have to find and search for, that you have to take from the experience. And that is what I would have to say to girls. You know, don't get down and don't get disappointed if you don't, you know, leave with the title. Just keep your head high and keep trying.
So with that, we're going to say thank you so much, Ashley Wilson, for coming on the program. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Tim, for having me.
And once again, that was Ashley Wilson, Miss Georgia Teen All-American, here on the Pageant Cast. Remember, if you'd like to leave us feedback and be heard here on the Pageant Cast, just call us at the TKPN hotline at 206-339-TKPN. That's 206-339-8576. Long distance charges apply, and yes, we allow words of encouragement to local beauty pageant contestants on the line. And we'll play it right here on the Pageant Cast. We're at the Podcast Pickle. We're pickle number 10128. You can listen to us right on the pickle, or you can subscribe to us easily enough. If you use iTunes, just use the link right there at pageantcast.com. We're always looking for volunteers to help us at the Pageant Cast. Drop us an email at pageantcast@gmail.com. Let's see what we can do together. Hope you enjoyed today's program. I invite you to stay subscribed, and if you haven't subscribed, please do. And until next Pageant Cast, Tiara Dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.